In the vast history of time, the life of a human being is as brief as a summer flower. Within the colossal firmament of the universe, man's wisdom is no more significant than a mustard seed. Since ancient times, generation after generation of wise people have spent their lives searching for the eternal truths of life and the universe. For many, that search ended in May of 1992, when Mr. Li Hongzhi introduced to the public the great cultivation way of the Buddhist school, in which he himself had enlightened, Falun Dafa. Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, is a cultivation practice based on the universal principles of truth, compassion, tolerance. Through five sets of slow, gentle exercises and guided by the principles of truth, compassion, tolerance, Falun Gong practitioners cultivate their minds and bodies with the goal of returning to their original true selves. Before July 1999, Falun Gong enjoyed great popularity throughout China. Even the Chinese government supported the practice for the benefits it brought to people as well as their families, work, and communities. Chinese newspapers and TV stations reported favorably about Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners could be seen practicing their exercises in public parks and community centers throughout China. Falun Gong's founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi, received numerous awards and recognition. In December 1993, Mr. Li was honored with the Award for Advancing Emerging Science and the title of Qigong Master Most Acclaimed by the People at the Oriental Health Expo in Beijing. On December 27th of that same year, the China's Heroes Foundation, an affiliate of the Public Security Ministry, presented Mr. Li Hongzhi with an honorary award for his volunteer work. In 1995, Mr. Li published Xuan Falun. 1 year later, it was rated one of the top 10 best-selling books in China by the Beijing Youth Daily. In May 1995, Mr. Li was invited to teach Falun Gong in Sweden and France, and thus began the spreading of Falun Dafa to the rest of the world. In North America, thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of people practice Falun Dafa. In the United States, Falun Dafa practice sites have been established in 44 of the 50 states.
My name is Emily Myers. I started practicing Falun Gong 1 year ago. I'm very happy to become a Falun Dafa practitioner. I have been looking for a way to cultivate myself since a young age and hope that I become a good person. Falun Dafa is a cultivation way that I've been looking
for. My name is John Andrus, and I'm from Queensland, Australia. And this is my wife, Laurel, and my stepdaughter, Andrea. Yes, what I like about this practice is a part of society, and we interact with society. Our Falun Dafa is amongst society. So that's had a very positive impact on many people around.
My mom actually sent me the book. I read it from the front to the end and was completely blown away by the content. I realized how I could improve my living.
In Australia and New Zealand, Falun Dafa practice sites are found in all major cities. In Asia, There are Falun Dafa practitioners in 15 countries and regions outside China. In Taiwan alone, more than 100,000 people practice Falun Gong.
My name is Wang Jingwei. I'm a high school student in Japan. I have been practicing Falun Gong for 4.5 years.
My name is Steve, and I am from Romania. I have been practicing Falun Gong for 6 months. I truly experience significant improvements in my physical condition, mental well-being, and life quality.
In Europe, Falun Dafa is practiced in 23 countries. The majority of practitioners are Westerners. Why has Falun Gong spread so quickly to so many countries and attracted so many people of different ages, races, religious beliefs, and cultural backgrounds? The reason is simple. It is because Falun Dafa is a righteous cultivation way, and those who practice it benefit tremendously, both mentally and physically. It is through their personal experience of Falun Dafa that practitioners are able to show their families and friends the benefits of the practice. In this way, Falun Dafa has spread quickly to every corner of the world, from person to person, family to family.
The benefits that Falun Dafa has brought to the whole of your family.
Well, yeah, we've had quite a lot of benefits. And Heidi was looking for something, and at that time her health wasn't doing so well either. And she came across Falun Gong. She took to it instantly and thought it was fantastic. But over a short period of time, I just noticed so many changes in her health. And I also was noticing just so many changes in the way that she dealt with the children, the way she dealt with me. You know, her patience and everything. And just her whole focus was different. And
in South America and Africa, people are discovering and embracing Falun Dafa. Falun Dafa cultivators can even be found in the icy Antarctic. In addition to the exercises, an important part of the practice is the cultivation of Xingqing, which means heart and mind nature, or moral quality. The book, Xuan Falun, is a systematic guide that directs a practitioner's cultivation. Xuan Falun and other Falun Gong books have been translated into over 20 languages and published around the world. All Falun Dafa books, music, and videos can be downloaded for free from the internet. Falun Dafa practitioners all volunteer their time to teach others the exercises. From over 110 Falun Dafa websites, people can easily find information about practice sites and volunteers near them. Since it was introduced to the public in 1992, Falun Dafa has spread to over 55 countries and regions in Asia, Europe, North America, South America, Australia, New Zealand, Africa, and Antarctica. As Mr. Lee has written, DASA is spreading broadly. Those who hear about it look for it. Those who obtain it cherish it. The number of cultivators grows day by day, and they are countless. In contrast to the senseless and brutal persecution of Falun Gong and Falun Gong practitioners by Jiang Zemin's regime in China, governments of other nations around the world welcome and support Falun Dafa. Governments in the United States, Canada, and Australia have presented many honors and awards to Falun Gong and Mr. Lee for his contribution to the physical and mental well-being of humanity. Local, state, and national governments in each country have proclaimed Falun Dafa days, Falun Dafa weeks, and even Falun Dafa months to honor and support this peaceful practice of truth, compassion, and tolerance. In August of 1994, Mr. Li Hongzhu was named Honorary Citizen and Goodwill Ambassador by the City of Houston. October 12, 1996, was proclaimed Houston Master Li Hongzhu Day. In May 1999, then-Lieutenant Governor of Ontario, Hilary Weston, and the Mayor of Toronto, Mel Lastman, sent their formal greetings to attendees of the international conference commemorating the 7th anniversary of Falun Dafa's public introduction. In June 1999, Mr. Lee was awarded the Illinois Treasurer's Award for Outstanding Services. The Governor of Illinois sent a letter of support and appreciation to Mr. Lee. Then-Mayor of Chicago, Richard M. Daley, proclaimed June 25, 1999 as Chicago Master Li Hongzhu Day. In August that same year, the Mayor of Washington, D.C. proclaimed August 9th through the 13th as Falun Dafa Week. In a congratulatory letter celebrating their own Falun Dafa Week, Canada's Governor General Adrienne Clarkson wrote to Falun Gong practitioners, "They cultivate the will to live in peace with themselves and in harmony with the universe, thus learning compassion for others and helping to create a more open and tolerant society." On October 8, 2000, practitioners in Burwood, Australia, celebrated the first Falun Dafa Day in that
country. I would like to declare the official opening of the first Falun Dafa Day in Australia.
In 2001, the Mayor of Hamilton, New Zealand, Mr. Remington, also proclaimed Falun Dafa Day. In March of 2001, Freedom House, a prestigious human rights organization in the United States, publicly honored Mr. Li Hongzhu and Falun Dafa. Today, Falun Dafa and Mr. Li have received over 600 awards and proclamations from governments around the world. Like a pure stream, Falun Dafa has flowed out of the land of China to the people of the world. Its universal principles of truth, compassion, tolerance are regarded by many as the moral foundation sought by people and their families, businesses, and communities. Falun Dafa belongs to all humanity, and all humanity welcomes truth, compassion, and tolerance.